Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Rosalyn. How can I assist you?
Yes, my name is Erica Cody, and I just got an alert from my bank stating that you guys had taken money out of my account or tried to take money out of my account.
Okay. Can I please have your zip code to locate an account for you?
04736.
Thank you for that. And you said your name was Erica Cody?
Yes.
Okay. Last name spelled C-O-D as in Daniel Y?
No, C-O-T-E. And the amount was $55.94. I did not order anything or anything like that, so.
Okay. I was able to locate an account for you, and for security purposes, please verify your address.
1333 Prescott Road, Caribou, Maine.
Thank you so much. And I'm just waiting on the account to finish loading so I can see what was purchased.
Nothing should have been purchased because I didn't make no purchase.
Well, if you have charges on your account, ma'am, then there was a purchase that was made. Not saying that you made the purchases, however, a purchase was made.
Well, is there obviously somehow I can fix this? Because I know I didn't make no purchase to you guys.
Yes, ma'am. If you can allow me one moment to review the account, then I'll be more than glad to assist you from there. And I do apologize. My system is just taking a little bit longer than usual today to load. Just bear with me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for holding. I do apologize about the wait and inconvenience. So I do show that this purchase was for one of our meal plans.
I did not order any meal plans.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Erica, I'm not indicating that you made the purchase. I'm just letting you know what was purchased from us, the reason why you're receiving charges.
Okay.
Do you not want to know that information?
Well, I want to know that information, but I want to make sure that I get my money back.
Okay. But yes, ma'am, this purchase was for our meal plan, and this was on August the 1st. Now, I do apologize. I'm not able to issue any refunds, being that those charges are valid. You did not call us back to cancel the subscription, so therefore, those charges are valid. Now, I do have the email. It's dylancote1997@gmail.com.
Yes, that is it. But
could anyone in the home have made this purchase for you?
No, there's no possible way.
So do you have any clue of how anyone could possibly end up with all of this information? Because we have your address.
Hacking my phone, probably. That'd be the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
Well, I want everything all canceled, period, on that.
Well, I do hate to lose you as a customer, so can I offer a monthly rate to $20 for you to stay with us?
No, I do not. No, why would I want to stay with you when I don't even know who you guys are?
Okay, no problem. Allow me one moment. I can go ahead and cancel this account for you.
I'll have to change my email and my password. I will, but I won't use my card.
So you'll use the American one?
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of is I was hacked.
Well, thanks for holding. I do apologize about the waiting inconvenience. So per your request, I have canceled the account. This does prevent all future charges effective immediately, and I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
You do what now?
I have canceled the account. This does prevent all future charges effective immediately, and I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 9210 68 435.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can assist with on today?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, well, thanks for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.